Most people in North Texas know Kenneth Sheets, the politician. The 40-year-old Republican has been a state legislator for 6 years. Fewer know Kenneth Sheets, the foster parent.
It was 2008. I was serving in Iraq, and Michelle was here in Dallas. And we decided, after my commitment to the Marine Corps was up, that it was time to buy our first home, adopt our first dog, and to try to have children.
They weren't able to conceive. Soon, Sheets and Michelle started staring at photos of kids who need homes here in Texas.
And we decided it was our calling to adopt from the foster care system.
The couple took classes and went through rigorous interviews before finally being selected as foster parents for siblings, Brooke, who was 8, and 3-year-old Cameron.
We met Brooke first at an all-you-can-eat Chinese restaurant in East Texas, and that little girl ate her way through some noodles like I've nothing I've ever seen. I still remember how scared she looked when we walked in, and I myself was very nervous to meet her. I changed my clothes 3 times. You know, it's not every day you get to meet your daughter for the first time.
Foster kids need checkups and routine care. They often also have special medical needs as well. Then there's the state-mandated paperwork and check-ins. Kenneth Sheets, who just lost his state House seat in last month's election, says for foster parents, healthcare choices through Medicaid are limited.
Foster children go through things in their lives that most of us in this room cannot even imagine. They deserve the best quality care.
In Texas, they're not getting it. The American Academy of Pediatrics outlines 2 dozen health supervision standards for foster care children. A report by the Texas Pediatric Society's Foster Care Committee shows the state completely meets only 1 of the 2 dozen standards.
Children frequently enter care with drug withdrawal, discomfort from neglected health care, inability to talk, walk, or learn, or brain damage from abuse.
Dr. Anu Partap is assistant professor of pediatrics at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Part of the problem, she says, is the lack of consistent health assessment and monitoring as a kid moves through the system. For years, she's worked with government agencies to develop a one-stop shop for families. A $19 million donation helped Children's Health in Dallas unveil the center this week. Cutting the ribbon for the new Rees Jones Center for Foster Care Excellence were 3 kids armed with enormous yellow child-safe scissors alongside Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
In this room is the brain power and the prayer power to conquer the challenges that our children confront in the state of Texas.
In November, Abbott appointed a new head of the Department of Family and Protective Services and asked lawmakers to approve $150 million of emergency funds. He said fixing the broken foster care system in Texas will be a priority for the next legislative session. But
not all of the answers to the challenges that we face come from Austin, Texas, or places like Washington, D.C. Often the very best answers come from our local communities, from our health care professionals.
The new 12,000-square-foot foster clinic in Dallas is modeled on a smaller children's health campus in Plano. The 2 sites will provide medical and mental health care to 3,000 kids, plus an on-site CPS liaison to coordinate with state agencies. Dr. Partap says the healthcare model is based on 3 principles.
Early intensive treatment for abuse victims, continuous caregiver support, and safe medical transitions.
Partap hopes the center becomes a model for foster care systems across the country. As for Kenneth and Michelle Sheets, the years of preparation, anxiety, and paperwork finally paid off. They adopted both Brooke and Cameron in 2013 and are about to spend their 4th Christmas together. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.